How to Set a Budget for Facebook Ads by Nine Clouds. It happens after every team meeting. You come out of the conference room with new ideas for your next big auto marketing campaign. The whole team is excited and ready to bring in some historic sales numbers, and it's your job to create a marketing budget and timeline in order to get people in the dealership and meet those all-important sales numbers. You head to your desk to get started crunching numbers and ordering creative elements, but when it comes to divvying out the online advertising dollars, you feel lost, confused, and utterly annoyed. Whether you are a seasoned marketer or brand new to the industry, creating digital advertising budgets can feel like a guessing game. How much should you spend on Google Display? What about Bing Ads? And don't forget about pre-roll. There are several ways you can split your pie, but let's walk through one of the best automotive digital advertising options, Facebook Ads. To get started with Facebook Ads, first you need to answer one simple question. Why do you want to advertise on Facebook? There are several good reasons. Brand awareness. Are you looking to increase branding for your business? This is especially important for new dealerships or established dealerships that are just new to Facebook. Events and specials. Do you have a new car event coming up? Or maybe some product specials? Facebook works well if you have time limitations and need to get ads rolling quickly. Product placement. Do you have a new model you want to announce? Or do you want to remind your audience about a model they have already viewed? You can place your vehicle in front of a relevant audience using Facebook's advanced targeting options. After answering the why question, decide what action you want your audience to take after viewing your Facebook ad. You might be after website clicks. This is by far the most common action for auto dealers, since ultimately, you want your Facebook audience to become your vehicle detail page, or VDP, audience. There's also post engagement, which refers to likes, comments, and shares of your ad. Engagement tends to be more important in the branding phase or reputation management phase of a customer lifecycle. There's also page likes. Although they've become less important in recent years, page likes are still a relevant goal for new Facebook pages that are trying to build up their local audience. Campaigns that target page likes tend to be a bit more expensive per click than other campaign options. Finally, there are lead form submissions. Lead ads are a relatively new option on Facebook. They allow you to put a form right on the newsfeed of people in your audience without them having to leave Facebook in order to fill it out. It's a great way to get information, but it is the most expensive of these options. Now let's talk about campaign length. There are two different methods for campaign budget length in Facebook. There are lifetime budgets and daily budgets. Using a daily budget requires more maintenance on your end and limits your targeting options, so you cannot choose the time of day or day of the week on which your ads will be shown to people. For those reasons, we suggest just using a lifetime budget. With a lifetime budget, you set a start and end date for the campaign, along with the budget you want to spend in that period of time. We've seen the best results with campaigns that last 1 to 3 months long. Campaigns that run for 1 month or less work well for events and specials, while longer campaigns work well for evergreen content and remarketing strategies. Keep in mind that you can always extend the end date and add more budget. If you notice a campaign is performing above average, you can save time by just letting it run longer. Now let's look at audience size. The audience size is where you really start digging into the cost of the campaign. Yes, of course, you have to set a daily or lifetime budget, but your audience selection will determine your cost per action, whether that's cost per click, per like, impression, form submission, or whatever you've set your ad campaign up to measure by. Typically, a smaller audience or reach will equal a higher cost per click or CPC. However, a smaller, more targeted audience usually results in more relevant people taking action. For some of our larger campaigns, we've had clicks as low as 8 cents per click, while some of our more targeted campaigns have had costs close to $3.50 per click. Compared to search engine marketing, the cost per click is much lower. This doesn't mean that a low CPC or high CPC should be your goal, but it is an indicator of how much you should budget for your campaign in order to get the actions you want. So, How can you reach a smaller or larger audience? Facebook makes it pretty easy to play around with targeting options and see an estimated reach in real time. Start by choosing your target audience's location, age, gender, and language. These targeting options will generally yield large numbers since they're pretty basic. Move on then to demographics, interests, and behavior to find better targeting options. If you're looking at it and thinking your audience is still too big, narrow it down even more by marketing to only people who like your page or friends of people who like your page. For more information on how to target Facebook ads, read this article, linked under the section titled Audience Size. Custom audiences are another great way to create a targeted audience in Facebook. You can remarket to people who visit your VDPs or deliver ads to people who purchased from your dealership 2 or more years ago using their email address. Learn more about creating custom audiences here in the last link under Audience Size, just above Competition. And getting into competition. Like other digital advertising options, Facebook ads are based upon an auction system. You do not pay outright for an ad. You bid for that ad space. Facebook limits the number of ads a person sees, so there are only so many opportunities for an ad to be displayed. Competition on Facebook is different from search engine ads, which are based on keywords. In that context, you are only competing with your industry. On Facebook, however, you are competing with any and every industry that wants to show an ad to your audience. Facebook users are not just car buyers. They are bike enthusiasts, Walking Dead cult followers, swimsuit shoppers, and small business owners. Even though your competition is more fierce with Facebook ads than it is with search ads, your ads themselves can also be more fierce. Really take your time when choosing the creative photos and text for your Facebook ads. We at 9Cloud suggest using carousel ads, which you can learn more about on the carousel ad article linked under competition in the fourth paragraph. Carousel ads, instead of single image ads, allow you to use multiple photos in one ad, giving you a better chance of catching someone's attention as they scroll through the different options. Okay, so let's get out of the weeds and unpack this. What do all these factors lead to when you're creating your dealership's Facebook budget? You want to start small. You can always add budget later if you need to. Frequency is one key indicator of a budget being too low for an audience. We suggest a frequency sweet spot of 3 to 5. Is yours below there? You need to increase your budget. If it's above 5, consider ending the campaign early or widening your audience. Facebook ads are a great element to add to a well-rounded digital marketing plan. If you are working with a very small digital ad budget, consider starting with Facebook ads rather than search engine ads, which typically have a much higher CPC. On the other hand, if you are working with a larger digital ad budget, Facebook ads should make up about 1/3 or less of your total budget. Facebook is not the place to dump all of your marketing dollars and see results. It is a great place for a modest budget and a highly targeted audience. Are you sitting there thinking maybe you want to learn some more about Facebook ads? Would you be interested in learning more about the Facebook ad strategy that we use here at 9Clouds? We have a free webinar series just for Facebook advertising. You can learn how to create Facebook ads that convert by signing up for that webinar series by clicking the blue button, the light blue button, at the bottom of the blog post. Thanks for listening.